We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
That was Wes Montgomery with Johnny Griffin on tenor. Tune is called SOS from a live recording, obviously, called Full House. Great, great, great record in its own right. And you are listening to Let's Get Lost, Wednesdays from 10 to 11 on WYXR 91.7 on your FM dial. Coming at you from Crosstown Concourse. Saving lives, one record at a time. And next up, we have Carl Perkins, West Coast piano player of a forgotten West Coast piano player, I would say. You don't hear about Carl Perkins much. I don't know that he made many records under his own name. He shows up on a lot as a sideman out on the West Coast. And somebody turned me onto this record not long ago, and I was like, Carl Perkins, man, don't have any of that. So I found it and I bought it, and it's awesome. It's on the Dutone label. I love these little obscure labels. I've got several of them up here. I've got something from the Jump label, which, golly, talk about obscure. But Dutone, I don't know how many records they made, not many. And this is Carl Perkins and his trio. Thank you.
Clouds cover up my horizon with blankets as dark as night. Skies haven't cleared since you disappeared from sight. Everything I lay my eyes on reminds me that you're away. Here in my room, it's always a gloomy gray day. Blue
Millie Vernon, a one-and-doner, I believe, obscure vocalist. I love them. Love all my one-and-done vocalists. You wonder where they went. That was called Blue Rain with Ruby Braff on trumpet and Jimmy Rainey on guitar. I'm sure when I saw that record, wherever I saw it, I saw Jimmy Rainey and I was like, okay, put it in the in basket there. Gotta have it. Before that, Lorindo Almeida and Bud Shank, who made a number of records together, three that I know of, maybe more, called Brazilience, Volumes 1, 2, and 3, and they are classics. They are classic records. I just love them. And that was called Lonely. And we started out with Carl Perkins and his trio, Leroy Vinegar on bass and Lawrence Maribel on drums. Just Friends, a very peppy version of the standard Just Friends, sung famously by Chet Baker. I should have brought that vocal up and played that as well. That would have been cool, but I wasn't really thinking when I put the show together about thematic stuff. I was just like, no, I just want to play this, and I want to play this, and I've been listening to this, and I wasn't in a thematic mode. All right, you're still listening to Let's Get Lost, WYXR. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. And we have Hall Daniels. Never heard of him? Well, neither had I. Hall Daniels and his septet, with Bob Gordon, Tony Rizzi on guitar. And it's, as I mentioned earlier, I brought a Jump label down here, and this is it. This is the Jump label record. It's blue. I didn't know they did colored vinyl back in early mid-50s. It's a 10-incher, and it's blue. I don't know. Who knew? So this is called Compatibility.
Thank you. Thank you. Support for WYXR, including the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, comes from Sims Murphy, leaders in brain and spine care, whose mission is to deliver the best care for people suffering from spine and brain conditions while advancing the field of neuroscience. More information at sims-murphy.com. Support for WYXR comes from Playhouse on the Square, presenting Parade, now through February 16th. Based on the book by Alfred Uhry, with music and lyrics by Jason Robert Brown. Tickets and show information available at playhouseonthesquare.org.
Support for WYXR comes from Ballet Memphis, presenting the annual audience favorite, Winter Mix, February 21st through the 23rd at Playhouse on the Square. A fun and contemporary compilation of three short original works by rising choreographers, including local professional dancer Emilia Sandoval, set to popular music. Tickets available at balletmemphis.org.
All right, Before those announcements, we heard from George Redmond, a drummer. I think he made one 10-inch record. And I have no idea who George Redmond was, other than he recorded this one 10-inch record on the Skylark label. And it had Bob Gordon on baritone, which I'm sure that's why I bought it. I'm a huge Bob Gordon fan. That's the second time today we've heard from him, and we're not done yet because I brought one of his records down. Tragically killed in a car wreck when he was young, and he made one 10-inch record on his own, and would have made a ton more because he was great, but he died in a car wreck. And Herbie Harper was on trombone on that cut. That was called Babette. Before that, Yusef Lateef, from Jazz for the Thinkers, and that was a series of Savoy records that he made back in the 50s, kind of mid to late 50s, and they're brilliant records. He made like five of them, and they're all great. That had Hugh Lawson, which was his longtime piano player, and Curtis Fuller on trombone, who was with Savoy at the time as well, so I'm sure that's how he got roped into that. And we started out with Hall Daniels and his septet with Bob Gordon again and Zoot Sims on tenor, Tony Rizzi, and as I mentioned, it was on the Jump label. So there you go. Hey, we're halfway done here, WYXR, Let's Get Lost. Become a member of the station. Become a member of our family. Donate a little bit of dough and stand up and be counted. We're a cool, cool, cool radio station that deserves everyone's support. So step up and become a member of the station. We'll love you for it. All right. This has turned into kind of obscure label day. It was not intentional, but the next record is on the Modernage label. I never heard of the Modernage label until I bought this record. Turned on to me by some blog. I think it was Jazzwax. The blog Jazzwax highlighted this record by Reese Markovich. Yeah, I have no idea who Reese Markovich is, but I bought the record because I trust Mark Myers when he says this is a great record. I usually pony up and find it and buy it, and I'm rarely disappointed once in a while. The tune is called Crazy in the Heart. And it's a great record. It's really, really good. Upbeat, and you're going to love it. The little.
Thank you. We're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kiss goodnight, that's the way I just gotta behave. And if I were a lamp, I'd light. Or if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me, with a quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd and if I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. Oh, and if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding. Ask me how do I feel from this chemistry lesson I'm learning. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bridge, I'd be burning. Well, I knew my morale would crack from the wonderful way you looked. Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack. Or if I were a goose, I'd be cooked. Ask me how do I feel now that we're fondly caressing. Pal, if I were a salad, I know I'd be splashing my dressing. Or if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. Yes, and if I were a bell, say if I were a bell, if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Dinah Washington with the great Hal Mooney, Hal Mooney's band in there. Gosh, nothing makes a vocalist sound better than a great band behind him, and that was one of them. Hal Mooney was awesome. And Sun Ra before that from... it was called Lullaby for Realville on the Sonnet label, continuing our obscure label day. And started out with Rhys Markowitz, Crazy in the Heart on the Modernage label. So there you go. I said I wasn't being thematic today, but I guess I was unknowingly. And next up, we have Herb Geller, alto player extraordinaire, and his wife, Lorraine. And usually this time of year, I do kind of a Valentine's Day show, and I do married couples in jazz, and I didn't get around to doing that this time around. I don't know if I'll have time later in the month. That might be too late. But I always feature Herb and Lorraine Geller. They were kind of a known couple in jazz. Everybody loved them. And this is called Silver Rain. Thank you. Bob Gordon, baritone saxophonist extraordinaire Bob Gordon. That was Onion Bottom, written by Jack Montrose, who you also heard there on tenor. They were kind of joined at the hip before Bob died in a car wreck. And before that, Bud Shank, Sing Something Simple with Maynard Ferguson on the trombone. I did not know Maynard Ferguson played the trombone until I bought this record. That was shocked me. Maynard Ferguson, a high register trumpet player, was what he was known for. And we start out with Herb Geller, Silver Rain with his wife Lorraine. Silver Rain with Lorraine. I like that. All right, you have been listening to Let's Get Lost on WYXR. Thank you for tuning in and allowing me to serve your listening needs. I'm going to leave you with some Lars Gullin. Yes, I'm still on a Lars Gullin kick, and I'll continue to be till I die, probably. This is called A Foggy Day. Thanks for listening and supporting the station with your dollars and your ears, and we will see you on the flip side. Thank you.